back to episode 15 of It's a Wrap, Army of Champions. I'm glad you're here. I'm the host, as always, Lee Chekovich, and I'm ready to get started today, man. I'm ready to roll. We're going to take this thing off full steam ahead, and we're going to get it going. But before, how was everybody's week? I'm recording this on a Friday evening, and yeah, man, I had a good week. It was a little long. I had to work all week, 5 days, of course, normal person, just like every other person in the planet. But yeah, it was pretty good. Went by fairly quick. Hope everybody else's went by quick and they can enjoy the weekend. And hopefully you guys can enjoy the weekend by listening to this newest episode of It's a Wrap. 15th episode, which is pretty cool because we're doing it in August. My birthday is August 15th. And we're doing the 15th episode. So this is fate, man. This is perfect. But anyways, yeah, birthday month this year. Month, not year. Well, yeah, I mean, it's everybody's birthday year, right? Yeah, I turned 33 this year. I mean, okay, cool. One thing I'm excited for my birthday is nothing. Like, I'm not excited for it. After you turn 30, you know, you hit the dirty 30 or whatever they want to call it. And then it's just kind of like, whatever. I don't even remember how old I am, because it's one of those things where after you turn 30, they all just kind of blend together. Right? I was 31 2 years ago. And I'm getting ready to turn 33, and it's just boring. These years are kind of lame. There's no more exciting birthdays until you turn 40 and then you're over the hill. But yeah, I'm just kind of, it's whatever. My wife asked me, what do you want for your birthday? And I said, nothing at all. Don't get me anything. You know what I want for my 33rd birthday, just to be 33. That's it. I just don't care. I'm kind of over the getting things for my birthday part in my life. Really, what I just want to do is I want my bills to be paid. So let's just keep that going. I mean, we've been doing a pretty good job at making sure the bills are paid, and let's just keep that going. That's all. That would be sublime. Yeah, just nothing to get excited about. I get more excited about other people's birthdays than mine. It's just more fun. I get to get things for them. Unless they turn 33, then they're like, no, don't get me anything. But, you know, my kids' birthdays, that's fun. I get to give them things. And, you know, it's just, it's whatever. I'm not too concerned about my birthday. I'll just be 33 and just considered an old man. Right? I've got the gray hairs to prove it. Talking about being 33, I wanted to start this podcast out by talking about my, and kind of everybody, this is a collective, not just my journey, but everybody's journey into the world of being fit or healthy. How hard and how much does that suck sometimes? You know? It's a pain in the ass, is it not? I know it's very, very important to be healthy. You know, you want to live as long as you can. That's kind of the point of life, is to live your life to the fullest, right? And in order to get that fullness in your life, you have to have longevity. And that's the point of working out. That's the point of being healthy, right? But man, sometimes it sucks. And right now I'm just kind of feeling, I'm in a rut, right? I consider there being three pillars of a healthy lifestyle, right? And this is just my opinion. Other people might have totally different opinions, but this is mine. And the first pillar is working out, right? Whether you're doing weightlifting or CrossFit, interval training, aerobics, cardio, whatever, working out. And I feel like I have that down. I feel like I have the working out part down. That pillar, I'm good. I work out 5 to 6 days a week. I bust my ass in the gym. I'm working hard, man. Burning calories, right? And that's going well. All right, that's going well. But, of course, as a 33-year-old man, I don't feel like I'm where I should be. And it's frustrating, right? I mean, how frustrating is it to work out so hard and then look at yourself and go, yeah, man, I'm just not where I want to be. This isn't the pinnacle of my fitness journey. And I think part of the reason why is because I'm not hitting those other two pillars, or at least I'm not hitting them as well as I should. And the second pillar, I believe, is mobility. And mobility has always, always been my Achilles heel, if you will. I am so unable to stretch that it is actually painful to watch. Like, my hamstrings are so freaking tight that when I bend over to try to touch my toes, I can barely get my damn hands past my feet, past my knees, right? I can barely bend over at the waist just to tie my goddamn shoes, all right? And I know that that is mobility, and I know what to do. It's an open book test, right? You look and you go, okay, this is what I need to do to become more mobile, which will then aid in my recovery and, you know, my, you know, breaking down the muscles and healing them and blah, blah, blah. And I'm not a freaking personal trainer or a physiology person at all, or kinesiology. Is that what it is? Who knows? Whatever. But anyways, I am terrible at stretching. Like, I will go to the gym and I will work out for 45 minutes hard as hell. I'm talking 160, 170 beats per minute on my heart rate, killing it. And then I just literally walk out of the gym when I'm done. That's not going to cut it. If you ask anybody who knows what the hell they're doing, personal trainer or I don't know, a kind, whatever, they will tell you that stretching out is one of the most important parts of fitness. And I'm lacking. Now I'm working on it, all right? There's a couple of mobility workouts that I found on YouTube that I follow after, especially after I do leg day. But I only do legs like once a week, so I'm stretching once a week. Not good. Not good. And then the third pillar, and I'm probably rambling about this way too long, but I just felt like this is something that everybody, all of my listeners, can relate to, because it's such a pain in the ass that you work so hard and you don't get where you want to be. It's frustrating, man. So the third pillar, in my opinion, is diet. And oh my God, is dieting not the, that, how is that not, that is the hardest thing to do. Again, my opinion. It's just such a pain in my butt to try to eat perfect. And I know I have to come to terms with, I can't do that. I just can't. There's no way in hell that I'm going to be able to eat perfect. Just the lifestyle I live, and people say, oh, that's bullshit. You know, you can, it's all up in your head and you don't do it. I get that, man. I get it. Okay. I understand that I'm not doing everything I could. So don't beat me up for that, because I already feel like shit knowing that I'm not doing that. But these fad diets are the thing that get me. And I know I've talked about this before on my podcast, but these fad diets, man, I'm telling you, they give you this false sense of success, right? The keto and the paleo and the Atkins and all these different types of fad diets. I've tried them all, of course, because I'm a follower. And I've tried them all, and they've worked for a couple weeks. And then when you deviate from that plan, when you deviate from that diet, it immediately goes out the window and everything goes to shit. That's why I have to stay away from those diets. I know it works for a lot of people. I've seen it. I've seen the keto diet work for a lot of people. The only issue is that with a keto diet, when you eliminate all those carbs and all those sugars, and your body is using all of that glucose up or whatever, however you get into ketosis, when you reintroduce carbohydrates or sugars, man, your body gobbles that shit up. And I talked with my sister about this, and she told me, she said, yeah, fad diets suck, man. They suck. Because the moment you stop, it all comes back. So all that work you did, all that hard work you put into meal prepping and doing all this stuff and cooking, a week after you stop that shit, it's gone. And that is absolutely extremely frustrating for people, especially people like me. Because when I was in high school, I could literally eat whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted, and however I wanted. It was a glorious, man. And I'm sure I'm not the only person. But as the years passed and my ass got older, my ass got fatter. And that, it's really, really hard. Especially for someone like me who I was an athlete through high school and I've been athletic my entire life. And then all of a sudden it's like I eat a donut and I'm 5 pounds fatter and I can grab my stomach and jiggle it. What the hell? And it's just it's a really, really hard fought battle because it is so hard to lose weight when you're older, but it is so easy to gain it. So come on, man. When you created us as human beings, couldn't you give us a little more metabolism? Or you know what? Maybe our metabolism should be going up and getting faster when we get older. Thanks a lot. Jeez. But yeah, fitness. I'm having a tough time. And I'm venting to you guys, and I'm hoping that, like I said before, that you guys can relate to this and go, oh yeah, man, I feel the same way. I totally get you. I understand where you're coming from. I understand where the frustration is, where you work so hard, but you're just not hitting one of those pillars. Now, granted, my diet isn't terrible, okay? My wife makes awesome meals. Before I met her, oh my God, before I met my wife, it was bad. I mean, Little Caesars, the people who worked there knew my name. It was bad. All right. I was, if I was doing a podcast before I met my wife, my sponsors would have been Coors Light and Little Caesars. Not good. So I'm eating a hell of a lot better now. And that just makes it even more frustrating that I'm eating cooked vegetables, which is something that I wouldn't have touched with a 10-foot pole before I met my wife, but she forced them down my throat and I eventually acquired the taste. And now I'm eating steamed vegetables. I'm eating asparagus, which, oh my God, if you would have gave me asparagus in high school, if my mom would have put asparagus on my plate in high school, I would have ran away. I would have packed my shit and I would have left. But now I love it. I love asparagus. It's great. Makes your pee stink, but it's good. And that just makes it even more frustrating because I feel like I'm eating a hell of a lot better than I was 3-4 years ago. And I'm not that much older, but here we are. Me on a rant. A 15-minute rant about diet and fitness. But anyways, I hope you guys can relate to that. If you guys have any tips for me, or if you just want to vent, let me know. Shoot me a message on Facebook. Send me an email. It's arapshow@gmail.com and we can talk about it. All right, Army of Champions, I'm here for you. We can talk about it. But anyways, let's move on. I saw a video earlier this week and I had to talk about this. I had to. This news, and I'm sure you've probably already heard about it, but the 65-year-old lady from Oklahoma who was pulled over by a police officer, and the police officer was writing her a citation for a taillight that was out. And he was like, This is a $80 ticket. You just got to pay it or take it to the wherever, the courthouse, and take care of it. And the lady was like, no, I'm not doing that. Nope, you're not even giving me a warning. And the cop was like, lady, we've gone over this. You were told to get it fixed 6 months ago, and you didn't. So now I'm writing you a citation. And she was just, man, she was like, no, I'm not. She literally rolled the window up on the cop, and the cop was like, don't do that. Don't do that. And she was refusing to take the ticket. So he's like, all right, you know what? Step out. And she's like, why? He's like, well, you're under arrest. All right. You're not following what I'm telling you to do. I'm a cop and you're not. You're breaking the law. You're under arrest. Simple, right? Well, no. She's like, no, I'm not under arrest. I'm not under arrest. And the cop was just like, you know, the cop in that cop's head, he's just like, come on, man. Why are you doing this to me right now? You're 65 years old. Don't make us go viral. Well, what the cop did was the cop started taking off. She drove off. And the cop was like, oh my God, here we go. All right. So he's yelling, stop, blah, blah, blah. And he gets in the car, follows her with his sirens on and everything. And she didn't like take off, but she pulled back over. And the cop got out, had his gun drawn, and he's yelling, get out, you know, typical cop shit. He's got his body cam on so we can see everything. And she's like, I'm not getting out. Hell no, I'm not doing it. And the cop, I mean, he had his gun drawn. That's typical standard protocol, I feel like. And eventually the door was opened and the cop was pulling her out of the car because, well, she broke the damn law and this is what happens. And then she was like fighting him. This lady, this old ass lady, was fighting the cop, and eventually she started trying to run away, and the cop obviously got her on the ground and was trying to get her hands behind her back, and she was fighting. She was resisting arrest. It's a law, and you broke it, right? So she's resisting arrest, and then she rolls over, and she tries to kick the cop. Another law broken. Wow. You entitled piece of shit. So the cop said, all right, well, that's it. Put his gun away, pulls out his taser, and tased her ass. Now, a lot of people are like, oh my God, how dare he do that? How dare he tase the 65-year-old woman? Hey, man, she broke the law. Hey, man, she assaulted a police officer. He has to protect his life. He has to be able to go home to, if he has a wife and kids, he has to be able to go home to them. It doesn't matter. All right. The law is not prejudice on your age or your race, regardless of what you may think. But this police officer was following every rule to the T. Now, she assaulted him while he was trying to place her under arrest and tased her ass. Boom. Gotcha. Right? You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Ta-da! It's pretty fucking simple in my eyes. Okay? Don't do that, and don't get tased. Take the ticket, go to the court, and dispute it there. Guess what they're not gonna do at the court when you're trying to dispute it? Tase ya. I feel no pity for this woman. All right. That is just a woman who thinks that she thinks that just because she's a 65-year-old lady that she can get away with whatever the hell she wants. No, you can't. Take your licks, pay your ticket, and also fix your taillight. A lot of people are saying, oh, it's just a taillight. Yeah, it is just a taillight. So fix it, man. Fix it and move on. But she didn't, and that's what happens. Your ass got tased. Oh, boy. Another thing I saw, which was kind of interesting, was that there's this petition going out, apparently. By the way, banging it up. What's up? Bang, bang. Bang, bang. But there's a petition out right now to change the date of Halloween. And it's actually gotten some traction. I think it, last time I checked, it had like 120,000 votes to change the date of Halloween. And a lot of people are just up in arms. I mean, they're just crazy. They're like, how dare you try to change the date of Halloween to the last Saturday of October? It is supposed to be the 31st, no matter what. And to that, I say, who cares? Who gives a shit what day Halloween is on? I would prefer it to be on the last Saturday, because then I get to thoroughly enjoy Halloween with my kids. Is that so bad? What's more important to you as a human being? Being able to say that Halloween was celebrated on the 31st, the rightful day, or being able to enjoy it regardless of whether you have kids or you're single? Because, you know, when you're single, what you're doing is you're getting dressed up in slutty clothes and you're going to a party and you're getting shit-faced. Why would you want to do that on a fucking Thursday? Why wouldn't you want to do that on a Saturday? So then you don't have to worry about going to work the next day hungover or still drunk. But anyways, yeah, Halloween on Saturday. I think it's a good idea. I do. And it's not a federal holiday. And I read something. I was doing a little research, and I read something that says, basically, if you can get your neighborhood or whatever to do it, you can just do it. I mean, you can just change it, because it's not a federal holiday. There's nothing mandating that the 31st has to be Halloween. So I was feeling froggy, right? I got on Facebook, and we have a page for my neighborhood, and I'm not going to shout out the name of the neighborhood, but we have a page on Facebook, and there's 4.6 thousand people, because I live in a big ass neighborhood, on this page. And I just put it, I was like, and I prefaced this with, I don't know if this has been brought up, which is key later in the story. I don't know if this has been brought up, but why don't we just change Halloween to the last Saturday? Then we're all on the same page. We can all get our kids out and trick or treat. We can all have a good old time. And I was like, can't hurt to try, right? And I set up a poll and I posted this thing. Oh my God. Seriously, you would not believe the hate I got from a bunch of keyboard warrior, middle age fucks. And I say that in the worst possible way. I put a poll up. So really, all you had to do, if you didn't think that that was a good idea, was vote no. But apparently, I didn't do my homework enough, and I didn't realize that my neighborhood is a bunch of pagans that are die-hard Halloween people. I had so many people say, no, 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 that's terrible. What's next? You change Christmas and New Year's Eve? What? Well, number one, Christmas is a federal holiday, moron. And number two, if you change New Year's Eve, that would just be weird, because no matter what we do, January 1st is still New Year's Day. That's still the start of the new calendar year. So shut up. Just shut up. I mean, these people were being so unbelievably rude, and it drove me nuts. And of course, I could have responded back being a dickhead and being an asshole and everything like that, because, dude, I got them chambered, bro. Like, I've got the insults chambered, and I was ready to fire. But I wanted to take a different approach. So what I did was I just killed them with kindness. All these asshole people that responded, I just said, thank you for your input. I appreciate it. Have a great day. And the best part was that they couldn't respond. You can't respond to someone who, when you're being a complete and total asshole, and they return fire with the nicest shit you can say, what are you going to say? Yeah, that's what I thought. No. So they had nothing. Nothing. But some of them, I mean, I just don't understand why these people felt the need. And a lot of them were like, oh my God, here we go again. Here we go again. Oh my God. And this one lady put a GIF of like some stick beating a dead horse. And I was just like, hey lady, why are you beating yourself up? Oh, But yeah, like I told you in the start of my post, I put, I don't know if this has been brought up. I mean, could I be more clear that I didn't know? And people are like, well, there's a search option. Hey, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to search for a fucking post in a Facebook page for my neighborhood to make sure I'm not double posting. That's what Facebook's for. Oh my goodness. God. It was bad. It was bad. I mean, there was one guy who, and I remember this one very clear. He responded by saying, like, he was just being a cocky little dick. And he was, and I looked at his profile. He was an ugly asshole. Oh my God. Just a piece of work. And he commented and he was like, how long have you lived here? Asking for a friend. And then he said, thanks in advance. Next. Oh, so that one, I wanted to find him and beat his ass, because that is just like who the hell do you think you are? You think you're this keyboard warrior hiding behind your goddamn iPhone? And it reminds me of a song quote. It's a quote, Lil Dicky and The Game. It's How Do You Sleep? And The Game has a line in that song where he said, don't let Mark Zuckerberg get your ass knocked out. And I just love that, because these keyboard warriors, they get behind them iPhones on Facebook and they think that they're the toughest dudes around. I said, don't let Mark Zuckerberg get your ass knocked out. And they said, don't try me over IG. That's beautiful. Game, what up? Shout out. But anyways, yeah, so this guy, and I'm sticking with my being a nice guy, and I responded by saying, tell your friend I've lived here for 2 years, okay? And then I said, now, let me ask you something. If I was standing in front of you and I asked you this question to change the date of Halloween, would you really respond like that? And I said, and your comment wasn't even funny. Of course, he didn't write back because he's a keyboard warrior. Yeah, that kind of set me off a little bit. I was a little pissed. But what can you do? What can you do? I give up, you know? I mean, it was like 385 votes to 32. So whatever. And then I put in there, I'm not even going to be here for Halloween. So I don't give a shit. I was just posting the question, right? I'm going to be in Knoxville, Tennessee for Halloween. So I don't care. Whatever. Do your thing. Have fun on Thursday night, losers. I know that last week I did not get to questions. I posted a thing on Facebook and I said, ask questions. I'll answer them on. But I got rolling last week and I was just too far gone. It was like a 48-minute podcast, so didn't want to make it any longer. But I'm going to answer them now. So I had a question from, of course, I had two questions from my mother-in-law and my mom, because I don't have any real followers. They're just my family. But they, of course, you know, typical moms, their questions were, when are you coming home? We'll be home when we get home. All right. The real question is, when are you coming down here? Because it's a hell of a lot easier for you to come down to Wisconsin or South Carolina than for me to bring my brood up to Wisconsin. And then my mom brought up Wisconsin sports, and she knows now that I revived the Wisco Sports Show, or WSS is what I'm calling it now for short. So there's your sports. I'll give you all the Wisconsin sports on that one. And the other question I had was from a good buddy of mine, Matt Jaseski, and he had a good one. I like this one. It was Loch Ness, myth or not? And I gotta say, man, I don't think it's real, but I also don't believe it's outside the realm of reality that something giant of that nature could be in a lake. I know that that lake is ginormous up there or over there, and there's probably something really big in that lake, but I really don't think that it's like a green dinosaur with fins. But who knows? Like I said, I don't think it's outside the realm of reality that something like that could be there. But I just don't think that it's a big green dinosaur with fins or something like that. Could be a big ass catfish, you know? You go noodling, grab that sucker, grab the old Loch Ness catfish. Yeah, that'd be awesome. But thank you guys for the questions. I appreciate it. Hopefully we can get some more questions because I do like answering. I like getting involved with the listeners. I'm working really hard on getting a bigger following. And I am hoping that my army of champions can help me with that, that you can listen to this podcast and go, man, you know what? He's relatable. And he talks about some pretty fun stuff. Now, I know I go on rants and a lot of it's stupid, but I'm constantly evolving my content with this podcast because, again, it's a random-ass podcast. I can go anywhere. But I'm trying to find my groove as far as the what I want to put out there, what I want to talk about. I'm just hoping that I can get a little more support from you guys. You know, it's kind of crazy. I have tons of friends. At least I think I do. They might not like me. But I consider that I'm a pretty nice guy and a lot of people enjoy my presence and enjoy being around or listening to me. But when it comes to numbers for this podcast, I'm not seeing it. And I understand that people have their own lives and they're busy. But if I had a friend or someone, anyone that I went to high school with and they were putting out a podcast, I would 100% listen to them because that's just cool to me. And again, this is totally my opinion, but I just think that's pretty cool to go out there on a limb. I don't know a lot of people that have podcasts. I know I have one buddy who is thinking about doing a podcast, and I tell him time and time again, dude, do it. Do the podcast. It's just a fun thing to do. It's fun to put yourself out there. And my joy in life is to entertain people. And I feel like this is my calling. My calling is to reach out to people and to connect. And hopefully that this podcast, they enjoy it and they share it with other people. Just right now, it's tough because I just don't feel like I'm getting there. And I know that podcasts take a long time, and I'm starting from literally nothing. A lot of podcasts, they have, you know, they're comedians where they're touring all over the country and people can see them and they can go, oh yeah, that's that guy. I'm gonna listen to his podcast. I don't have that. So I have to work a little harder, but I'm telling you right now, Army of Champions, I'm not giving up. Okay. I'm in the Air Force. I've been in the Air Force for 13 years now, but my passion is this. My passion is being behind a microphone and talking to you guys in a closet. And again, I can't tell you how difficult that is because it is very easy to stand in a group of people and bounce jokes off them and talk to them and share stories with people. But when I'm sitting here, I'm looking at a camera and I'm talking about these things just myself. It's extremely difficult. And I feel like over the year that I've been doing podcasting, that it's getting better, but there's still so much room for improvement. But my only hope is that if I continue to do this, that my listeners continue to share my podcast. If they enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, I'm sorry. Again, like I said, I'm constantly evolving the content, but if you like it, don't just listen. Spread it, baby. Spread it like butter. But yeah, again, I appreciate the support. The support that I do have, I 100% appreciate it. Every one of you guys who listen, I love you. It's amazing that you take time out of your day to listen to a dude sit in a closet and talk about bullshit. But yeah, I mean, I've got big plans for the podcast. I just told you I started out, or I restarted the Wisco Sports Show, and we're going to get things rolling there. And I'm setting up a website. I'm in the works. I promise I'm setting up a website, but it's going to be for both podcasts. And I think I have the domain name down. I think it's going to be lcpodcasts.com. And you'll be able to go there and you'll be able to check out the Wisco Sports Show side, and you'll be able to check out the It's a Wrap side. And it'll be very, very cool, I promise. But yeah, man, I'll get off my soapbox now. And I'm going to wrap this thing up because I told my wife that I was going to do this and it was going to be 30 minutes and it's 40. So whoopsies. But anyways, I'm going to get out of here. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it. Again, rate and review this thing on any podcast listening site you guys have. Check out the YouTube page. It's a Wrap and Wisco Sports Show. I'm putting videos out on both. I know I'm behind on It's a Wrap, but it takes a long time to edit these videos. I'm not very good at it yet, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it. And let's see, anything else I want to say? Again, follow the Facebook page, the Instagram, Twitter. Still sucks ass, but we'll get there. We'll get there. I am confident. I am confident. But that's all I have. Thank you guys again for listening. I appreciate it. That was episode 15. Ladies and gentlemen,